Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, and I believe, 4/14/2023. And I'll tell you, I was looking at all this stuff on the news right before coming on just to pop up and see what Brett Baer was talking about. And Politico, I guess, put a whole thing out about how spacecraft, and there's Brett Baer with a big back screen with a UFO with a spacecraft, a disc type spacecraft on the screen, and he's saying to you, it looks like it appears now that it's quite possible these things that are being seen over the planet here are in fact, according to sources, scout ships from the alien mothership. And then they went right into an AI presentation. And I thought, well, you know, Lord Jesus had something to say about this in Matthew 24. You know, he says, behold, I have told you before. No, wait a minute. Let me go back to verse 24, Matthew 24. For thou shalt arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those dark days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. And now I learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. When ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of the Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, you see, Noah had a flood, didn't he? He had all kind of stuff, didn't he? And then it was evil going on and all the crap with the giants and all the different people and Sodom and Gomorrah, all the different things going on the planet. But isn't it interesting and wonderful that he has told you, Lord Jesus, Matthew 24, that when they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, or go forth, do not go forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. Well, what if AI all of a sudden has a nice, loving face of Jesus on it? Or, like Project Bluebeam back in the old days, if it wasn't Jesus, they might have a Buddha, or they might have a Vishnu, or whoever it might be from a different thing. You could have a white buffalo. You could have all kind of stuff, you see. all kind of stuff. And I believe back in those days, they even hired some of the people that used to put up the old huge giant extravaganzas in the stadium, in Wembley Stadium in England, for the different bands, the British bands and stuff. And they, I think, even hired them to do stuff back in the day, and that's in the 60s and 70s, Bluebeam. So Jesus is anticipating where a time where they're going to be able to do the deep fake. You could do the deep fake, you could show him in the desert. So come to the desert, my people, you see. All right. He says, don't go, because it's going to be so big when I come back. He says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give up her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. All right. So you see, there you go, in terms of that. That's in Matthew 24. And ladies and gentlemen, somebody heeded my words and did a real good job. They went out to look for, remember I was telling you, you need to get like pedal or treadle sewing machines that are not electrical. Some of the old Singers, that kind of stuff, where you could make clothing. You could get bolts of fabric and new needles and bobbins and threads and, you know, zippers and seam tape and all the different items involved in making something. Patterns for men's clothes or for women's clothes or girls or boys, you know, children's clothes, you know. And you would have, in fact, a very, very good, after the EMP knocks the power grid business out, you could still, with your lamp, with lamp oil in it, you could still make a pair of jeans or a pair of BDUs, camouflage clothes, whatever it is you're wanting to have, a work shirt, a flannel shirt, a dress, you know, a basic blouse for a woman. Whatever it is, and if you've got the patterns and you get somebody who's a good seamstress or tailor or sewer of goods, because a whole lot of men can sew like crazy too. The tailors I've met in the past are just incredible. But that's an entire new small business, which you can then trade something that somebody has in order for you to make them a new, oh, I don't know, work shirt or jacket or pair of pants or whatever it is. You could do some of the same things with somebody who could actually darn socks. You could have merino wool and different stuff where you could darn socks from them. Anybody who's like a shoe repair person or, you know, a cobbler, that kind of stuff. Incredible amount of applicability to that. Or if you just want to do something, then what are we going to do for currencies? Apparently, 190 different countries have already signed on to, including the United States, onto the IMF's new currency or whatever it's going to be. All right? The world coin, the Bitcoin, the universal coin or whatever, but ain't going to be no coin. It's going to be all on the computer, you see. We had different versions of this. We had like the world dollar, you know, that was going to possibly come out. But then that's not going to be. They printed all that stuff up at one point in time back in the 80s. But that's not going to be, because the dollar is getting to be almost toast. And all the other countries, the United States, are becoming a hissing to the world. Now, those loony balloons that we talked about, the Raven Aerostar, DARPA. DARPA owns Raven Aerostar, allegedly. they were the ones who created the Looney Balloons and put the platforms up and all that stuff, which then somehow or another got grafted into Google, and then they were being put up by the Red Chinese, a corporation that put their balloons up, and then we talked to you about them for years. Now we've got them after we talked about them last night. They've kind of moved over a little bit in Arizona, closer to the New Mexico line, all right? A little bit, some of them. But then they're still able to see into Texas. They're able to see to Area 51, Nellis. They're able to see clear out to sea. And there is about 100 miles out, there seems to be either a Russian or a Red Chinese sub, probably a Red Chinese in this case, where they're taking, allegedly taking signals from these Looney balloons telling about what's going on down at the border. So the southern border could be a chief point of attack. And it's already a point of attack if you just send thousands of people over, and then they get to sea, and then the little sub gets to sea out there, and then the sub has communications with China, Red China itself, you know. Or maybe they just contact the Chinese ambassador in L.A. or, you know, somewhere like that, you know. Because the Red Chinese are in Mexico City. Brother Quail heard about from a truck driver how they were taking all kind of loads. And they were white, pure white trucks, white truck and trailers. And they were going south the border into the mountains, Mexico. I don't remember the estado, but it was into the mountains of Mexico. Probably from the Texas side of the coin. All right. And they were delivering whole loads of semi-loads of groceries. And that those were going to Chinese troops and officers. And somehow they were along being shepherded along by the federales in Mexico. All right. Protected by them. And I told you about that. And back then, I told you that I had sent somebody down there. I knew somebody who had some contacts, they could send somebody into Mexico to check it out. They went down and found them in, you know, three-bedroom, two-bath, brand-new suburban houses in a compounds or a subdivision, you know, with a gate guarded by federales, all right? And the Red Chinese military. And then that's after Xi Jinping, who was about the number three or four man in China at the time, went to you know, Mexico City and said, aren't you tired of these Yankees, Los Yankees? You know, we will, you go with us and side with us, and we will then allow you to do whatever you want to do. You want to send the drugs over at the cartels? That's fine. You just stick with us and allow us to invest in your country and to have your transportation and run your ports and all your different things. And then now what's happening? The Red Chinese provide all the precursor chemicals and the expertise, in some cases, to the cartels to run the fentanyl north of the border. All the people killed from the opiates and the fentanyl is approximately last year about 80,000. Well, that's a large number if you look at how many of our troops died in the Vietnam War. Or, excuse me, the police action, they called it. Because Congress didn't declare the war. Korea, a police action. Congress didn't declare the war. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've come so far downhill since all of that. And then now, 80,000 people dead from stuff coming across from Mexico, being flooded, the border flooding people in by the thousands and thousands and thousands. Taking away jobs from American citizens, from Americans who were born here and lived here all their life. Growing up things beyond the capability, the Cloward and Piven kind of a thing, to break the system, to break the socialistic system, to bust it up so they would have to destroy it all and then be the nihilists and tear it all down and then come back with a totalitarian, communist, Luciferian government. It is going the way the Lord Jesus told you it's going to go. The things that are happening, as he's already told you in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and in other places. Now, there's going to be ebb and flow, but you see gold and silver and platinum. Yesterday, they were 2040 for gold. Today, it's, 2004. So they flipped a digit, you see. That's clever. And then 2580 yesterday for silver. Today, it's 2532. So that's the 32nd degree, you see. It hasn't gone to the 33rd degree, which means it'll go back up. And then platinum 1048, well, it's now 1046, all right? Platinum, you see, is used in different high-tech experiences and also in the Pons and Fleischmann experiments of the cold fusion. So it's going to have a value, although it's not as high as gold, it's going to have a stable value because it's utilized. It's also, if you look at it, all of the, it probably would be higher, except everybody, I read some guys got arrested out east for stealing over 500 different catalytic converters and taking the platinum out of them, you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, there are M1 Abrams tanks already in the Ukraine. I looked at those pictures. I'm not sure they're Abrams or if they're German Leopards, because the German Leopard tanks appear similar to the Abrams. But they could be Abrams, because I'll tell you what, the whole thing about all of that's a lie. It's just a big lie. I mean, we've had special forces in there. And now they're blaming this kid for releasing that on there, the special forces. And there's much more to this 21-year-old high school kid, you see, in Massachusetts. There's much more to all of that. And I think he might just be the patsy, like Oswald. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think we're going to come out of this unscathed. And I think that you're going to see the war come here. And these hypersonic missiles that China has and Russia has, quite good. They even have the medium range ones, which you can go and nail any of our ships. Well, before that, even when we had three carrier groups up in the Persian Gulf, in the Straits of Hormuz, well, the Iranians had 110 Super Sunburn missiles. And 100 exosets, and back then the Aegis systems could only handle maybe about 10 or 14 items at a time, you know, in terms of maybe tracking, maybe a few more, but they could never handle any more than that. The Aegis has been improved since then, but let me tell you what, it's hard to launch, you know, railgun, or excuse me, 50 caliber fire at or 20 Mike fire Gatling gun at something that's going Mach 5, okay? Between Mach 5 and Mach 6, 7, 8, 10, or whatever they're going. They can hit on the big ones, they could hit here within 5 minutes. They can circle one around the globe like they did, the Chinese did. This is what, a year, 2 years ago? And it's like they think everybody out here is a dummy. You know, well, I think, and this is what I do think, I think that the intelligence crowd ain't very intelligent. There used to be a saying, I know, in many wars, well, military intelligence is an oxymoron. You know what I'm saying? And but the grunts on the ground know. And the old scholar Temecula knows, and a whole lot of other people know. Real knows. But I think that the real key to this whole bit is just you just have to have an LGBTQ 5479 trans shipmate speech night. That will scare the Red Chinese and the Russians off. See? What a bunch of crap. And in the old days, there's always been queers in the military and all that kind of stuff. But in the old days, they just went somewhere different on Liberty. And if you didn't bother you in the shower room or totally goofballs, people left them alone as long as they did their job and did it right. Man, we're good at doing their job. It ain't necessarily biblical, but at the same time, it was workable. Now, today, all of this is all done. All done. And they say now, I guess the FBI says, if you say things are all done or all over, then you're a terrorist. All right? These people are pieces of crap. And I asked somebody today, I said, how is it all these federal agents and intelligence agencies and all these people, the top slots of military, how is it that they go home and look their own families in the eye when they're destroying the very fabric of this country? Piece by piece by piece. And coming after you, the American populace. And we reach a conclusion. They're just evil. They're Luciferian scum. And if there's salute, take orders, click their heels, well then, you know, send them to the Nuremberg trials, you know? I'll tell you what, it's almost where you wish for the let the mafia back fuller into the game. At least they had families, they ran stuff. And they would never put up with all this queer crap. They might open a bar somewhere and let them come to it at night and keep it on the QT, you know. But they sure as heck would not allow their children to be taught in public school by them. Or then you've got these new ones. I saw that there were their transgender teachers, you know, and they're back to back like they got their fingers in the air like pistols, like James Bond or something. And then their quote was something, let's kill all the kids and then barricade the doors and not let the parents in, you know. And that information was given to the school board, and the school board did not fire them. I'll tell you what, if you have any capability of doing so, you keep your children home or you put them into a good Christian school. And you got to watch out for some of them, too. Because some of them are indoctrinating as well, but not about Jesus. A good thing to do and another thing to do for your children or your grandkids, if you've got your food and water purification, your water storage and your ammo and your medical supplies, and if you've got all your preps or a lot of them done, buy textbooks and specific books of instruction about math, about science, history, chemistry, physics, all the different subjects, and have, if you can get them, standardized, you know, stacked at different levels depending on the age of the children, where you've got different levels to go up and go up on into high school or maybe even to college. You could have those in the library, and you could have the teacher's version for yourself, all right, which has the questions and the problems or the essay test or, you know, that kind of stuff ready to go. Well, I'll tell you what, if you could capture anything after the whole balloon goes up, if you can get one of those Andrew Carnegie built solid block brick libraries in a small town or even a medium-sized town or university, take over one of them. Because I'll tell you, you've got the information there in the books, because when the computers are not going to work, or if they take down the internet, or if they pop the power grid, or whatever it is they're going to do, which they're going to do something, They knocked out most of the communication for NATO the other day. So I'm telling you, I think we slowed down. I think this kid was designed to stall or to slow down or to bring out the fourth that the United States and Ukraine were going to do a counteroffensive against Russia. Well, now Russia has rushed a bunch of tanks in on trains into the eastern part of Ukraine, the Donetsk region and all that, and into the Crimea and the next region. So they've brought all kind of tanks in. Not their biggest, newest tanks, but the tanks that were just before that. Why is that? I think because they're lighter, and I think they can get through the mud better. Now, I saw a picture of a German Leopard tank stuck in the mud. I've also seen how the fact that the Abrams tanks were more or less designed more for the desert campaigns in the Middle East, and that they get bogged down in the mud and the muck. Whereas, you know, in the old days, if they weren't as heavy, you could run the tank through the mud. All right. And that was one of the purposes for it. You had the tracks. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be some kind of war going on, but it's not going to be a World War II, or Korean War, or even a Vietnam War, or a Desert Storm War. Because what will happen, instead of sortie after sortie, somebody will take out somebody's carrier groups. Maybe it's the Chinese or the Russian carrier groups. Or maybe we take out some of the Russian missile cruisers that are some of them now up in the northern climb. You see what I'm saying? We're not in good shape. We used to could fight. There was a time the United States could fight in four theaters of war at the same time. Four theaters of war at the same time. All right. Now we can't really fight effectively in two. And that is why everybody is betting on the Red Chinese. It's like a Las Vegas ball game bet, you know. Who's going to come in first? Well, when your combat helmets and your your machinery and your tools and all kind of electronics and everything, and it's all made in Red China, well, then do you stop the war so you can order some more real quick from them and get it in so you can go back to war against them? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So if you've got all these billions going to the Ukraine, what if these billions went to programs that developed entire industries and moved entire industries back into the United States? And where we manufactured everything here and we put a tariff on the doors, okay? All the Chinese are doing is following models of the United States post 1945, they've actually got the 100-year plan. They're taking over the entire world. Well, they're almost there because basically the United States folded the royal flush hand. So it tells me we're about ready for signs and wonders, you see. We're about ready for the Luciferians to start the war, and in the midst of the war, the Space Brothers come down, you see. And then you find yourself with the Space Brothers, and then you find an Antichrist, okay? There'll be more than one, but you'll find the AC will be running a show in some kind of a global government. However that appears at the time. That might be in conjunction with the Space Brothers, or it might be right before the Space Brothers, you see. And oh, they're going to tell you, like Jesus said, they're going to lie and say, oh, come to me. We have been sent by Jesus to be the advance guard of his for his angels, and we're going to bring cures to heal cancer and all these things. You know, just get under the umbrella here of the Economic Forum chairman of the board, you see, or whatever it might be. We're going to see this stuff, and you can say all you want. Well, we'll see. Yes, you will see. But at the same time, do you say that when you get a brand new car, let's say? Do you not insure it because you say, well, we'll see if we have a wreck? You take out some insurance on it, baby, don't you? Huh? Don't you take out some insurance on me, baby? Yeah, yeah. Old blues song, Jimmy Reed. But anyway, we've got a progression that is not to the good. Our schools, our children are being indoctrinated. It's all being topsy-turvy. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. All right? And that's what's being done. And meanwhile, Red China Joe is up licking the world like an ice cream cone. I think licking the world like an ice cream cone over in County Mayo. Does he think that's where mayonnaise came from? I don't know. But Red China Joe, he don't know. I suspect, you know, we have the Richmond, Indiana, the big plastics recycling area where it used to be a different factory. And then they started storing all this plastics and all the stuff in there for recycling. And then they've been cited a year or two ago for some kind of a fire problems or from a fire marshal. Well, that's a perfect target. And I will point out that back a few years back down in the Houston area, there were what they were calling recycling plants with tires and with plastics and all kind of stuff, you know, in the recycling areas that were catching on fire and exploding. You remember those? That's Red Chinese M.O. or Russian Overture M.O. Modus operandi, right? The way are they doing business? So now we got B-52 out there doing racetracks just north of Edwards Air Force Base. What they're doing is they're practicing. They're practicing getting ready to go downtown somewhere. But who do they think they're going to go downtown when they got all these missiles arrayed at them now? How are they going to go downtown with a World War II bombing run? Well, yes, they can get close, and they've got within 10, 12 miles of the Russian border and all of that. And they can get some through, but they're going to have to send a lot of them. Because the anti-missile, anti-ballistic missile stuff is being tested too. Chinese just tested one. We tested an AB anti-ballistic missile system. You see, we're going to try to shoot down their hypersonic, and they're going to try to shoot down our, not hypersonic, but relatively fast cruise missiles, all right? Tomahawks and stuff like that. Although they're going to have to get those vectored in pretty darn quick and hit the sweet spot and whatever the enemy's at, because I'll tell you, after about a week, we're done. We don't have any more of them. And therein lies the telltale, you see. Nobody is planning on having sufficient ammunition for the United States to fight a war. They're planning on the war to destroy the United States military and for us to lose. So then we can be merged into the New World Order. And then that's where they keep trying to come for your firearms. All right. Well, you know, having one more time read to you from the book I bought at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello. Neat place to go if you've never been. The, you know, Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, that means the United States, us here, the Americans, under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You see, that's the real deal. And then let's go over. I also bought the Constitution while we were there in a little nice booklet. So if we go over to the Bill of Rights, you see. And we go down there to Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed! So I'm going to tell you what, if you don't have a firearm, go out and buy one tonight or tomorrow. If you can't buy one, talk to your Uncle Joe or Grandpa John or whatever and say, Grandpa John, do you have an extra firearm like a 22 or a 12-gauge pump shotgun or something like that so I could have it just in case I need to defend the house in these times? And he'll be happy to get you that and have him set you up with a few boxes of ammunition, you know? As another good barter item or means of currency in a time when the stuff is going to go down, 22 long rifle, a brick of 22 long rifle, you know, 500 or 1,000 of them. Pretty good, interesting thing to have, you see, for trading purposes. Hunting knives, you know, you could get basic ones, and that kind of stuff doesn't have to be a real fancy Dan. But if you had, K-bar knives, or if you had buck knives, buck hunting knives, that kind of stuff with a little sheath, and you had, a few of them sitting in your basement in a box, you could trade those at the trading posts that are going to be set up. And there'll be trades, and there'll be people trying to rip you off, too. And that's why you're going to need the firearms. And if somebody comes to the door, and they're the Red Chinese or the United Nations or whatever it is, then I'm going to tell you what. There's an old saying, you see, give them the blizzard, all right? Give them the blizzard, because they're coming to take you away, ha-ha. Coming to take you away, ha-ha, all right? And that is going to be the keys that people are not going to believe when they see their own NORTHCOM troops under the FEMA guidance, all right? When they see that happen and come to their door, and then like 2005, I think it was, somebody I knew overheard Canadian generals say, these stupid Americans, when we come to their door to pick them up, they're not going to understand it. And the first son of a gun that questions us, it's going to be two pops in the head, and then we'll take their wives, their children, and we'll take their house and all their goods. And that was Canadian military generals saying that about Americans. He'd also say it just as easily about his own people, which they did do when they went after the truckers, all right? So don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight, you know what I'm saying? Just do not do it. And you better be in some place if you can be. Or even if you're in your regular house and you haven't don't have a bug out location, look for something expedient in the area, in the neighborhood, or down an alleyway where there's a garage that nobody uses. Use the garage, okay? Have something hidden. Put some stuff in the hollow tree or in the old industrial facility that no longer is utilized, where the glasses are dark. But then even be careful with that, because some people might use those and think about it just like you. So you hide them in a shed or something next door to them, and maybe you put them into the wall and put your stuff into the wall. But if you had multiple caches, hidden caches of food and maybe a small water purification system, or even just micropure tablets or whatever it might be, and then a little bit of silver, some ammunition, and maybe a firearm, you know, plumbing tube, you know, a white plastic tube, you know, with a screw-on tight cap, buried beneath the old oak tree, 5 paces to the left of the old oak tree, towards the garden post, you know, whatever your deal is, all right? Just remember where you put them. And if you put them inside a wall or something like that, and you had a few of those different things put in different places, then no matter where you run to in your neighborhood, if you got a chance, you got ability to grab something to go on down the line. Walking along railroad tracks, if you get off of the track, particularly if they're elevated, you know, up there on the roadbed of the tracks, and you go down into the ditches a lot of times, you'll also find as you come up onto certain areas that certain bridges of interstates or four-lane highways, you'll find at certain bridges there'll be like a little mini weather station, okay, with a small solar panel and a little antenna. All right. Well, at some point in time when the power grid's off and the whole thing is up for grabs, you might have a little mini solar power ability, you see? All these different things to think about and to look forward to, not really. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need gold or if you need silver or if you would like to get more information, Brother Quayle and his private briefings, or if you would like to teach your kids with Steve Quayle's wonderful books over the years that will explain where we're at now and why we're there, or you get his Mega Drop, or you get his Lies of Men and Gods, okay, DVDs, so that you can understand where we're at and what's getting ready to happen. Call him at 406, this is stevequayle.com, and 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell them Old Hawk sent you, and they'll get you gold or silver quick as you please, or sign you up for the private briefings or whatever you need to do, or to get any books that Steve has left. And boy, they're nice big books. And I'll tell you, if you never got another book for your kids, get them the Giants books, where the kids go nuts and it's looking at the Giants and that kind of stuff. You want to learn about the weather warfare? I'll tell you what. You want to look at the Nazis really won the war and under the ice and all of that kind of stuff? It's just amazing what the work Steve has done. But 406-586-4840. You want to keep Old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed or welcome. Could be Federal Reserve notes or a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, something like that, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And much thanks to MS, and much thanks to the beekeepers and to all the good people and to the Hampton and Dunlap highways and the Beatrices and the Temeculas and all the different places, to the Michiganders, to the Freehold New Jerseyites, to all the good people. There's too many to list. I mean, I just can't think of all the different good people. Thank you for staying with me on behalf of the Lord Jesus, which this show has done in his behalf. Because I'm working for him, regardless of how wrong you might think I might be, or how evil or whatever you might think I might be, or how non-pure you might think I'm be. Because I'm not the milquetoast. Lord Jesus doesn't pick sissies, you know, to fight for him necessarily. I'll tell you. He picks people that are old and crusty and who have seen the world and have been out there and done stuff that they shouldn't have done. But when you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to make it all right for you. He'll start to be to where you can see out the dark windows and say, oh, what a wonderful world the Lord has bought. But you say, Lord Jesus, where can I stand on your behalf against this evil that marches down the street at us? And he'll say, go here, go there. And you say, well, Lord, where can I put my family for true sanctuary, Lord Jesus? He'll say, well, you could take them over there, but if you stick with you, and if they fight and stick with you, then that is okay too. It will depend on what he says for you. Ask him in prayer, you see. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Never wrong to do so. But then you got to listen for the answer. You got to listen for the answer. And most people are not even, they're too busy to even go into prayer to ask for an answer, let alone to listen for what Jesus might say. Jesus is probably pretty busy, don't you think? So if you can give him at least 5 or 10 minutes to get the answer, or it could be an instantaneous answer. It just depends, doesn't it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I say this to you. You can also help out for people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, and those people are in Indochina, the old mountain yards, the old yards, they used to call them, you know, the mountain people who live in little villages and hamlets, who most of them even have different languages. But there is an Indochina Bible Project, the Nunamakers, Nunamaker, Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 321 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania 17067, and they're still getting Bibles and songbooks in their own languages, even though attacks and attempts have been made to take out the good people that take them up to the mountain tribes, but they have been delivered from the clutches of evil through your prayer and through your assistance, to be honest with you, because I'll tell you, by keeping up the printing in the languages of the Montagnard villages of the Bibles and the songbooks, and the fact that they're on fire for them, you're creating a whole nother group of people across the globe, you see, who are on your side, who are on the side of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Now's the time to get fired up. Now's the time to ask Lord Jesus to place you where he needs you to be. Go out and get your food. If you don't get it, if you can only do one thing, then you can get you a couple extra cans of chunky soup. or Progresso soup. I calculate a can of chunky soup, like a chunky sirloin burger with vegetables or whatever it might be. Chicken and noodle, whatever it might be. Something, if you could get the meat and the vegetables and the potatoes or the noodles or whatever with it, you know. Could be Chef Boyardee or Franco-American SpaghettiOs with meatballs. Could be Denny Moore beef stew. Could be any of those things. But one can of that is going to be the equivalent of a ration for one person for one day. If you can put it together with some salad made out of greens, excuse me, dandelion greens, poke salad, whatever it might be, all right? Edible flowers, which you need to look up for yourself. Look up edible flowers, flowers that can be eaten, all right? And you might start growing a few of them. You might even sow some seeds in the neighbor's yard or something. Who knows? On whatever you feel your trail out of your neighborhood might be if they're going to chase you. But if you can have those kind of things in a can of chunky soup or Progresso soup, that's a ration for one person for one day. That'll keep you alive and sort of able to fight. It wouldn't be the most opportune thing if you could have two or three of those be there. Now, why do I say to get those? Because the meat that's already in those is most likely meat that has never been vaccinated with these new mRNA vaccines. Now, I know that the beef councils say that there is no current vaccine being utilized in beef that includes the mRNA vaccine. What does an mRNA vaccine do? It alters genetics, doesn't it? But there have some developed for the beef. And then I've also been told that some of that's been being utilized in pork for a little bit longer. They don't say all meat, they say beef, don't they? Doesn't have it. But I've heard that pork might. So you might have to double check that. And then one of the other reasons is Lady J found out a few years back that the Red Chinese had bought out about 10 or 12 of the top pork producers, the brands, you know, of bacon and hams and stuff and of pork all over the United States. And they bought them all out. And then you also remember back at that time frame, maybe, I don't know, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, you started to see this young piglets dying of some kind of a new virus or some kind of a new, you know, bug, you know. And then all of those people, you got to wonder whether or not they were started being vaccinated by then, as the Red Chinese were buying up hog farms and corporations that were producing pork products. Oh, if you knew your farmer or your rancher down the road, and you knew what they were giving theirs or not giving theirs, you can make a deal with them. Of course, now it looks like apparently that the federal agents with firearms are now threatening Amish farmers for not farming in the way they're supposed to. They're supposed to use pesticides and all this stuff and tractors and all that. And then they're not supposed to do it the way they've done it for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And they're trying to force them into some kind of a thing. They're threatening prison, fines, all kind of stuff. They've fined them already, I think, huge amounts of fines for just selling milk right from, you know, clean, pure, clean milk to people who had contracts to buy it. Consumers, individual consumers who wanted raw milk or who wanted their vegetables and garden food that they were producing because they weren't using pesticides and all the junk and all the stuff on it. They weren't vaccinating all the cows and all the stuff. They kept them clean. They kept the cattle in good things and fed them good things, you know, good grain and what have you. So that is even going by the by. I think you can read that story up at stevequayle.com. I saw it in the early AM before he posted that. But I mean, it's just crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I know not the exact time, but I do know that we're in the season, you see. You can know the season of the fig tree, can't you? Without knowing the exact day. And it's just amazing. And here's a little something that Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn wrote. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. You know that you need to stand against evil on behalf of the Lord Jesus. And if you are to lose your life, if you're with him and he's with you, and you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he'll give you everlasting life with him in heaven. Don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, your business, your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. You know where all these people, the evil ones, are located. If the Lord allows it, then use your high technologies to strike blows on behalf of the Lord Jesus against the evil ones. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. You've been ready for some time. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, you are the best by test on the 338. Or hand-to-hand. They don't want you hand-to-hand, let me tell you. They'll end up with no helmet, no hat, no head on their bodies once you crack it off. Road and track and Little Elm. May you have a good Friday night at your skills, at your practices of your martial arts and ninja abilities. But keep up your studies even in the summertime so that you learn more and more and more. And Little L, something tells me to have your daddy show you about